We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Shluchin, Halacha Gimel. In our Likutei Halachos, it's page 405, the right-hand column, about three-quarters way down the page, where the second word on the line is Ki Menoira Hi. Rav Nosson Zal is in the process of explaining the three things that Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulty in understanding when Hashem told him about them. One was the menorah, the second one was the shekel, the machtzis ha-shekel, and the third was ha-chodesh, kiddush ha-chodesh, that mitzvah. The first letters of menorah, shekel, ha-chodesh, make up the word Moshe, and Rav Nosson Zal is showing us what the difficulty that Moshe Rabbeinu had was. Ki menorah hi bechinas oyer ha-hashgocha, as we mentioned earlier, the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash represents the light of Hashem, the eyes of Hashem looking down upon us and supervising us. Shezeo bechinas neirois ha-menorah, that's the candles of the menorah. Bechinas ner Chanukah, shal yidei zeh nichlolim b'yechod, through which we all connect and become part of Hashem, the one Hashem. Bebechinas, as we mentioned earlier, the pasuk says about the menorah that you light seven candles, el mul panei ha-menorah yoiru, and all seven should shine towards the face of the menorah, towards the center of the menorah. Shekol ha-neirois poinim lener echod, so that all seven candles faced towards one, towards the middle one. Lichloel be'echod, to teach us this concept of taking the world with all of its diversity and plug it in into oneness, into Hashem, al yedei or ha-hashgocha, by recognizing that the whole existence of the world is dependent on Hashem looking at it and supervising it. Shehu b'chinas or ha-neirois, that's what's represented by the light of the candles. V'zeh b'chinas neirois Chanukah, and this is also, that's the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's also the Chanukah candles. Rav Nosson Zal says now, the word Chanukah is made up of two words, Chanu, Chofhei. They rested on the 25th day of Kislev. And the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that the number 25 represents the oneness of Hashem. The inun chaf hei asvan di Yehuda. The chaf hei represents the 25 letters of the unification of Hashem. The Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, where we declare the oneness of Hashem. Kemuva b'Zohar HaKadosh. Kal yidei ner Chanukah nimshach ha-hashkocho lamato. Because by us performing the mitzvah of lighting Chanukah candles, we draw this supervision, this light of Hashgacha, down to the world. And through this, we all connect with the oneness of Hashem. Shehu Chof Heyasvan de Yehuda, which is the 25 letters of the unification of Hashem. Shehu Shema Yisrael. Okay, so we showed how the mitzvah, how the menorah represents the whole concept of Hashgacha, through which the whole world plugs into the oneness of Hashem. V'zeh b'chinas kiddush ha-chodesh. And so too, this is the concept behind the mitzvah of sanctifying the new moon. Shehu lemalois pegimas halavona, which is all about correcting and filling in the deficiency, the defect in the moon. Sheyia or halavona koir hachama, so that the light of the moon should go back to being like the light of the sun. Shezeo bechinas klolius habriya bekoidem habriya kanal. That's also an example of the world plugging into what was before creation. The tikkun, by being mashlam through the mitzvah of kiddush hachodesh, which is a tikkun for the levana, that helps restore things back to the way it was in the beginning. V'zeo b'china shkolim, and this is also the concept of the shkolim that we donate, shehem tzedakah, which are a form of charity, Shaideze Nichlal Gamkein Habriya Keechot Kanal, which also helps connect the whole world to the oneness of Hashem, as we discussed earlier, a few paragraphs ago, when Rav Nosson Zal spoke about Truma. And now Rav Nosson Zal touches on the Machtzis HaShekel. V'ze b'chinas Machtzis HaShekel Truma L'Hashem. Rav Nosson Zal is going to give his own explanation of this pasuk. The half shekel, which is an offering to Hashem. Ki achar habriyo nisave tekef habechira. Because as we learned earlier in this halacha, as soon as Hashem went ahead and created the world, so that now there was two, there was Hashem and the world, so now there's bechira, there's a concept of free choice, there's something to choose. V'habechira hu bechinas maskala. And we know that the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that the concept of bechira is a concept of mishkal, scales. Whenever a person has to make a choice, they have to weigh the pros and the cons. That's the expression that's used. We're going to weigh them both in order to decide which is better, which is more important, which is the right choice. So bechira is this concept of maskala, mishkal. Shekol adam oimed ala mishkal, whereby every person is in standing in the balance, ubeyodoy livchor ulahachriya tzmoy lekan ulekan, and it's within the person's ability to choose and to put himself either on this side or on that side, and again to tip the scales. The Gemara says, for example, that a Jew should always perceive the world as being in perfect balance, the good and bad. And the next deed that I do, if I do a good deed, I will tip the scales of the whole world in favor of good. If chas v'shalom I commit a sin, I do something bad, I can tip the scales against the world. So this kind of bechira is this concept of mishkal, scales, a set of scales, like the word shekel. V'hu bechinas machtzis ha-shekel trumal Hashem. And this is what's hinted to in this pasuk, she'tzorech kolechot machtzis ha-shekel, that half of the shekel, half of this mishkal, is an elevation to Hashem. She'tzorech kolechot l'rachem al atzmoy. This implies that each person has to have pity on himself, l'horim ha-maskelo l'Hashem yisborach, to lift up the scale to Hashem, lahachriya atzmoy el hakedusha, to tip the scales for himself, to lean over to the side of holiness, bechinas machtzis hashekel trumol Hashem, to choose the right half of this scales, these scales, which is trumol Hashem, which will elevate everything to Hashem. So Rav Nosson Zal showed how on a spiritual level, these three mitzvahs, the Machtzis HaShekel, and the Kiddush HaChodesh, and the Menorah, all relate to this concept of Hashgacha Proti, of before creation, after creation, and plugging the after creation into the before creation, into the oneness of Hashem. Now, previously, we had touched on the topic of Parnasa. Rav Nosson Zal had spoken about Parnasa a little bit. He touched on it. Now he's going to clarify it. V'alkein, and based on what we're learning here, we'll understand what the Gemara says, Koshin mezaynoysov shelodom kekriyas yamsov daiko, that the earning of a livelihood of a Jew is as difficult as splitting the Red Sea. It's compared to splitting the Red Sea. Ki Moshe Rabbeinu himshich upirseim hashgachosoy boilom al yedei ho'oysois v'hamoysim she'osa b'mitzrayim val yamsov. Moshe Rabbeinu drew the Hashgach of Hashem and he publicized the Hashgach of Hashem to the world through the miracles that he performed in Egypt and at the Red Sea. V'oz nizgale chidish olam, and then it became revealed that Hashem created the world from nothing. V'hashgachosa yisborach, and Hashem's supervision over everything. Ad shenechshav ke'ilu nivro ho'olam oz, to the point where it was considered as if the world was created then, as if creation began from then. V'zeh b'chinas kriyas yamsuf. And that's the concept of the splitting of the Red Sea, which is similar to something that took place at the beginning of creation. Shenivku hamayim, the waters were split. Shezeh b'chinas tchilas habriyah. This is similar to what happened in the beginning of creation. Shezeh b'chinas tchilas habriyah shenizgalos. The splitting of the Red Sea implies Hashem showing the movie of creation of the world, what creation was like. Because when Hashem first created the world, He split the waters, the upper waters from the lower waters. Which we explained earlier, the upper waters, which are closer to Hashem, they represent before creation, they're part of the oneness. And the lower waters, which separated, which broke off from Hashem in a sense, they represent after creation. However, in reality, it's all one. It's just that we cannot understand that at all. How it's all really one. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu showed the world by the splitting of the Red Sea. Shenizbaku hamayim, the waters split. Vehivdil bin mayim lamayim, and there was a separation between the waters. Vehofach miyom leyabosha, and part of the ocean floor became dry land. Viacharkach noto yodoi, and then Moshe Rabbeinu swung his hand again. Vehofach miyabosha leyam, and he changed the dry land back into sea. Venitbu hamitzrim, and the Egyptians were drowned. And by doing this, by showing both ways, splitting the sea and then closing it back up, Moshe Rabbeinu showed shehakol echad, that it's all really one. Mayim v'yabosha, water and dry land. Yamin u'smoil, right and left. Koidem abriya v'achar abriya, before creation and after creation. It's all really one. V'hachayois rotzoi v'shoiv, as it says that there are angels who go up and come back down. Shehachius ho'elyoin nimshach bebechinas rotzoi v'shoiv, the heavenly energy is drawn into the world in a concept of up and down. Shehu bechinas hashgachos yisparot, that's the concept of Hashem's supervision, whereby Kaviyocha, like Rabbein Azal explains in chapter 13 in Likutei Moran, Hashem sends a beam out of his eyes, Kaviyocha, that beam strikes something and bounces back and comes back, brings it back into the eyes of Hashem. Shalidei zeh hakoil echod. Through this, everything is one. Everything is still connected to Hashem. Through the Hashgach of Hashem, everything is still connected to Hashem. And this is why the Gemara says that Parnassa is as difficult as splitting the Red Sea. Because as we learned earlier, in order to draw Shefa, Parnassa, into the world, we must attach the world to the oneness of Hashem. That after creation should be like before creation. Sheyie av uben kachodo, that the father and the son should be one. The father is Hashem kaviyachol, the son is the world that Hashem gave birth to kaviyachol, that they should be like one. V'yafal pikein, tiskayim habriya v'loy tizbatel b'metzias. And despite there being one, the world should continue to be able to exist as a seemingly independent thing. And it shouldn't become null and void. It shouldn't just fold back into Hashem and become null and void. Shezois habechino koshe ma'oid lahasig. This whole concept is very difficult for us to be able to understand. How it's all really one, and yet it's separate. V'gam Moshe Rabbeinu niska shebozeh. And Moshe Rabbeinu also struggled with this. Shezeu soid kriyas yamsuf. This is the secret of the splitting of the Red Sea. The one and the two, kavyochum. Kimishom nimshach mezainos. Because it's from this concept, that parnasa comes to the world. This concept of achra bria becoming part of koidam abria. Kizeo bechinas klolius smoil biyamin. This is the concept of the left merging into the right. Shemishom hamotor vaparnasa, which is what brings us rain and parnasa, as Rav Nosson Zal had mentioned earlier, as he showed from the Zohar Kodesh, that parnasa can only happen when there is this yichud of apin biapin, when zeranpin and malchus unite together, when right and left become one, kavyochel. These are deep concepts, and the terminology is also a little bit deep. A person hearing these terms for the first time, sometimes it seems very hazy, but the more you learn it, the more you see these terms appear again in different contexts, it becomes clearer. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes back to the topic of shlichus, which this halacha is based on, the concept of a person designating someone to be their messenger, sending someone on a mission. V'alkein ikar golus Mitzrayim nizgalgel al yedei hashlichus. Based on what we've been learning here till now, we'll be able to understand why the whole concept of the Jews going down to Egypt began by somebody being sent on a mission, a messenger. Shesholach Yaakov es Yosef benoi, whereby Yaakov Avinu sent his son Yosef, please go and see how your brothers are doing and report back to me. As the Pasuk says, Kama Shekosuv, Vayishlochehu me'emek Chevron. He sent him from the depth of Chevron to go to see where his brothers are and to see how they're doing. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki kol hadrochim b'cheska sakona. The Gemara tells us that all roads are dangerous. Travel is dangerous. That's the wording in the Gemara. This is why there's a special tefillah that a person says when before they go out to travel. What do you mean? I davened already this. I said I davened this morning. I have to say an extra tefillah because I'm traveling? Yes, definitely. Because kol hadrochim b'cheska sakona. Machmashe hadrochim heim b'china shlichus kanal. Because as we learned a few pages earlier, the house, inside the house, represents Hashem kaviyochel. Outside represents achar habriya, after creation. Outside means the roads. I'm going outside means I'm going somewhere. I'm going to go on this street, on that street, on this highway, on that highway. So the roads represent shlichus. When a person's, everybody's at home, and somebody leaves the house, why would you leave the house? To go buy something, to go get something, to go do something. So the drachim represent shlichus. Shehu bechinas achar habriya, which is like after creation. As we discussed earlier, Sheshom Achizas Hachitzoinim. That's where the Klipos have the ability to attach themselves. Before the Bria, when there was only Hashem, there was no concept of Bechira, there was no concept of Klipos, there was no concept of right and left. After creation, now there's a concept of right and left, good and bad, and there's a concept of Klipa, Shehem Mazike Alma Chas V'Shom, which are the destructive forces of the world. V'alkein hadrochim becheska sakona. This is why the Gemara says the roads are assumed to be dangerous. V'alkein eira mechiras Yosef be'ez shehoyo baderech b'shlichus oved. And that's why the sale of Yosef Hatzadik took place when he was on a mission, when he was b'shlichut. His father sent him on a mission. That's when he was vulnerable. A person's on the road, he's vulnerable. Ki Yosef, in his house, he's more secure. Ki Yosef, hu bechinas hatzadik oemes. Yosef hatzadik represents the true tzadik in each and every generation. Shehu tzir nemon l'sholchav, who is the most loyal messenger that there is to Hashem. He's the one who fulfills his mission, his for Hashem the best. shekol avoidosoi umegamosoi lichloil achra bria bechod, whereby his whole effort and his whole focus is to unite after creation with before creation. Ki hatzadik mechaber vekoilel hatachtoinim boelyoinim. The tzadik is the one who attaches and merges together the lower with the upper. Lemala lemala b'sharoshay, and he connects it all the way up to its source. Bebchinas kula yechad, where it's all oneness. We know, by the way, when we talk about the spheroids, the midos of Hashem, the tzaddik is yesoid. He's the sixth one of the spheroids of Zeranpin. He's the lowest one of Zeranpin, and under him is the malchus. The tzaddik is the one who attaches the malchus, the bottom of the bottom, to the top, to everything above it. That union of vav kei, the yesoid, the tzaddik yesoid, that's where the connection is made between tachtoinim, the bottom, which is malchus, to everything above it, reaching all the way to the top. Vehem pogmuboy, and they, his brothers, they sinned against him. Umachruhu bekesef, they sold him for money. Shezeo bechinas pigam b'nei hodom shepoigmin bat tzadik. This is similar to the concept of all people who do not show the proper respect for tzadikim, and they don't come close to tzadikim. Shehu bechinas einei ha-hashgocha. The tzadik is the one who represents the eyes of Hashem on the world. Bechinas einei Hashem el tzadikim. As it says in Tehillim chapter 34, the eyes of Hashem are to the tzadikim. So the tzaddik represents Einei Hashem, the Hashgacha. Shezeo bechinas Yosef, shurinas einayim. That's the concept of Yosef, who's the eyes. Kamei shekosov as Yaakov Avinu blessed him, ben poiros alei oyin. He's referred to as the eye. Ki hatzaddik mamshich Hashgacha shleima. Because the tzaddik is the one who draws the full measure of Hashgacha, of Hashem, into the world. By which he attaches the whole world to the oneness of Hashem. How does he do this? We know, for example, Eretz Yisrael, we've mentioned earlier, Eretz Yisrael is the place on this earth of the greatest degree of Hashgacha. It's a pasuk. Tomid einei Hashem olekecha bo. The eyes of Hashem are always focused on Eretz Yisrael. The tzaddik is Eretz Yisrael. There's a pasuk, tzadikim yirshu eretz. Tzadikim inherit the land. Rabbeinu Zal said that with reference to the kever of the Baal Shem Tov. Rabbeinu Zal lived in Chutz Loretz, in Ukraine, and in those days, to travel to Eretz Yisrael was not a 3-hour trip from the Ukraine, it was a 300-hour trip. It took weeks or months to travel. So Rabbeinu Zal would visit often the kever of the Baal Shem Tov, and he said, Tzadikim Yirshu Eretz, the place where the tzaddik is Bechinas Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So just like Eretz Yisrael is Hashgacha Proti, the tzaddik is Hashgacha Proti. Because what makes Eretz Yisrael Hashgacha Proti? Emuna. The fact that Eretz Yisrael is the land of Emuna. It says, Shchon Eretz Rei Emuna. Live in the land and be pastured, be nourished with faith. So people who live in Eretz Yisrael are more natural believers in Hashem. The more you believe in Hashem, the more you draw the Hashgach of Hashem upon you, the more Hashem can do unbelievable items for you. You're not for, if you don't believe in Hashem, then Hashem says you belong in Channel B, you belong in Teva. We'll put you on autopilot. But a person who really believes in Hashem and who's looking at Hashem all the time, like we mentioned earlier, Einei choel eilecho yisaberu. All eyes are looking to Hashem and focused on Hashem. V'ata noisim l'asach habita, that Hashem should give us our parnasa. When a person has that level of emuna, they draw the hashkocha. That's Eretz Yisrael, and that's the tzaddik. The tzaddik is wall-to-wall emuna. He himself is the greatest believer in Hashem. And those that come close to him, he shares that emuna with them. They become super believers in Hashem. When you have that kind of emun in Hashem, then again, you're not on the Teva program, you're on the Hashgacha program. You are looking to Hashem all the time, and Hashem is looking at you. It's kemar eponim al eponim. Those people who are always looking to Hashem, they're not looking to the meteorologists to tell them what the weather's going to be or whether it's going to be a good crop or a bad crop. They're looking to Hashem. Those people draw the hashgacha of Hashem on them. So the tzaddik draws hashgacha shlema. V'hamoinam poigmin boy b'shvil hakesef. And unfortunately, the standard regular people show disrespect to the tzaddik. They ignore the tzaddik, or chas v'shalom worse, because of money. B'shvil taivas mamon, because of the desire for money, hanechas b'smoil, which is connected to the left side. Shenim shochim achar hamamon b'yatzmoy. These people are drawn to the money itself, not to the source of money, not to Hashem from which money comes from. And money is their idol worship, like it says on the money, in God we trust. Who's the God? The money, the dollar. That's the God. Ve'eino maminim shekol hamomoin v'chol ha'hashpois hu rak al yedei atzadik. They do not believe that all money and all shefa comes only through the tzaddik. We mentioned in the past that the word shefa, Rabbi Freundel writes, shin pei aleph, is the three letters that are used for the prayers of Avram Yitzchok Yaakov. When Avram Avinu davened to Hashem, it says amida, he stood before Hashem, an ayin. By Yitzchok Avinu, it says vayetz Yitzchok lo suach basode, to speak to Hashem, the shin. By Yaakov Avinu, it says vayifga bamokim, the pei, pegia. So that the word shefa is the three forms of tefillah of the tzaddikim, of our tzaddikim, Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov. All shefa comes via them. V'chol ha'hashpois ha'koil rak al yedei tzaddik. All shefa comes to the world. The Gemara says, kol ha'olam nizoin b'shvil chanina b'ni. The entire world is being given shefa, mazon, for the sake of Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. It's a Gemara. That the whole world draws its shefa from the tzaddik. She'al yodo, shehu b'chinas hamshochas hashgachosri aleinu. That's the concept of drawing Hashem's supervision upon us. She'al yodo kol hashpoi shaboylam, through which we receive all the different types of shefa in the world. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, veYosef hu hashalit. Yosef HaTzadik was the economic minister of the world, of Earth, the planet Earth. Egypt at that time was the economy of the world. The whole world came down to Egypt for food. Hu hamashbir lechol am horetz. He's the one who provided for the entire nation, the entire world. That's what it says in the Chumash. Hashem showed that the tzaddik is the one who does it. And because of the fact that his brothers showed disrespect to the tzaddik, this is what resulted in all of them coming down to Mitzrayim. They showed disrespect to the source of hashgacha. The tzaddik is the one who brings the hashgacha on the world. They were pagim in that, so they got thrown out of Eretz Yisrael into Mitzrayim, Shehu Hepech Eretz Yisrael, which is the opposite of Eretz Yisrael. Shehi Malei Gilulim Vavoidezora. Egypt was loaded with all kinds of idols. Sheshom Koifrim Bashkachos Yisborach. There in Egypt, it's natural to deny Hashem, not to believe Hashem. Kama Shekosov, as it says in the Pasuk, Asher Omar Paroi, Paroi said, Li Yoiri Vani Asisini. The Nile River is mine. I created it. Avulheim Choshvularo. However, the brothers of Yosef HaTzadik wanted to hurt him. They wanted to punish him. Elokim Chashova Latoiva. However, Hashem had a different intention. Hashem planned all of this out for the benefit of the Jewish people. Ki lemichyo shilochani elokim lefneichem. As Yosef HaTzadik said to them, Hashem sent me down here, lemichyo, so that you'll live, so that you'll survive, so that the world will survive, to save the whole economy of the world. But look at the word that he used. Ki lemichya shilochani. Shliach. I am the shliach. Shlochani daika. Ki Yosef hayotzir ne'emon l'sholchov. Yosef was the ultimate loyal messenger to the ones who sent him. V'af shehizgabra hasitrachra l'shlichus shaloi. And even though the sitrachra worked very hard to mess him up on this mission, v'rotzo l'kalkolei chasshon, and wanted to mess him up, sheyishtaka b'mitzrayim, that he should drown in Egypt, he should get stuck in Egypt and never be able to get out. Shehu pigam ha-hashkocha, which would be the opposite of hashkocha, ad shelo yuchal chas v'shalom lahachzir ha-shlichus l'morei kama, so that Yosef HaTzadik would not be able to return his mission back to its sender, the original sender. Lichloil achar abriya b'koidem abriya, to plug in after creation to before creation. How? By testing him with Potiphar's wife and with all the different things. Avol Yosef hoyo tzadik godol. But Yosef HaTzadik was an incredible tzadik. V'omad banisoyon, and he withstood the test. U'v'chol mokim shehoyo sham, and wherever he was, afilu betoikev his gabrus haklipois, even in Potiphar's house. Potiphar himself was a disgusting, evil person, and his wife also. And then they threw him into prison with all kinds of bad people. Wherever he was, no matter how tough the klipos were, hoyomamin be'emuna shleima b'hashkochos ha'yisborach. Yosef HaTzadik was a firm believer in the hashkoch of Hashem, that this is part of Hashem's plan. My brothers didn't do it, this one didn't. This is from Hashem. This is v'kovash es yitzroi me'emas ha'boirei ha'mashkiach yisborach. And he was able to control his yetzer hara out of fear of Hashem, who's watching, who's supervising. Kemoshekosov, as he said to Potiphera, ve'eich eso horo hagadoila hazois, how in the world can I do this evil sin? Ve'chotosi l'elokim, I'll sin against Hashem. Which means he knew Hashem is watching. U'bochar batoiv, and he made the right choice. Ad shezocho lichloel becho, to the point where he was zochet to become part of the oneness of Hashem. Ad shehelo v'kol al achar habriya mamish b'echod, to the point where he was able to take the essence of achar habriya, the most gashmi, the lowest part of the world, Egypt, you know, with all of its filth, and plug it into the oneness of Hashem. Ki hichnia tumas Mitzrayim, because Yosef HaTzadik succeeded in crushing the tuma, the impurity of Mitzrayim, v'zocho lahachyois es Yisrael kol yemei hayosim sham, and he was zocho to sustain the Jewish nation for all the years, the 210 years that they were in Egypt. Yosef HaTzadik laid the groundwork for their success, that they should be able to survive, ula hitzia misham, and that they should be able to leave Mitzrayim. Ki hakol hoya b'schus Yosef, because their whole existence while they were in Egypt and leaving Egypt was all in the merit of Yosef HaTzadik. Kama Shekosev, as it says, Vayikach Moshe es atzmois Yosef imoi. Moshe Rabbeinu took a battering ram with him to get out of Egypt. What was the battering ram? The bones of Yosef HaTzadik. That's what helped us survive in Egypt. That's what's going to help us get out of Egypt. That's what helped us cross the Red Sea. Hayom ro vayonois, it says. The Red Sea saw the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik, about whom it says, vayonois, he ran away from Potiphera. Ad shezochu Yisroel lotzeis mishom berechush godol, to the point where the Jews were zocha to leave Egypt with incredible wealth. Ulekabel es haTorah, and to receive the Torah on Har Sinai. Shaydei kol ze nizgale hashgachoso yisporach. All of this brought about an incredible revelation of the hashgach of Hashem. V'nichlal kol habriya b'yechod, and the whole world was connected to the oneness of Hashem. Shekol ze hoyo al yidei shlichus Yosef. And how is all of this achieved? Through the mission of Yosef HaTzadik. By Yosef HaTzadik being sent on a mission by his daddy. The shlichus of Yosef HaTzadik. V'zocho lichloil hashlichus b'hameshaleach. He was zochet to plug the mission backed into the sender, like we discussed in the beginning of this halacha, al yedei bechirosoi hatoiva, through his proper choices, by making the right choices, she'omad banisoyon, he withstood the test, u'bochar b'chayim, and he chose life, al yedei ze nichlal kol habriya b'yechod, b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim, v'kabolas ha'toyrah. This brought about that at the time the Jews left Egypt and when they received the Torah, the entire world was plugging into the oneness of Hashem. And now we'll understand another interesting point. Kishanim kar Yosef, when Yosef HaTzadik was sold, v'ne'la me'oviv, and he became, and his father didn't see him anymore, nis'oirer b'chia. What happened? Crying. K'moshe kosuv, v'yevk oisayoviv, his father cried over him. As we explained earlier, we discussed the topic of crying, that when a person is not crying, when a person, then they see clearly. That's called emes, truth. Crying blurs the vision. It impedes the vision. So crying is associated with sheker. Especially the expression crying, crocodile tears, false tear, when people use crying, you know, misuse crying. Ki al yedei mechirosoi gormu pirud chas v'shalom ben ov leben. Because by selling Yosef HaTzadik into slavery, the brothers caused a separation between father and son, bein Yaakov leYosef, between Yaakov, sheshneim kechodoch shivi kamuva, where the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that Yaakov and Yosef are one. It's brought that Yaakov, the word Yaakov, is bigematria 7 times Yudke Vavke. Yosef is 6 times Yudke Vavke. Right? 7 times 26, 140. Right, exactly. 7 plus 6 is 13, which is 1. The word Echod, Aleph Ches Dalet, is 1. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Yaakov veYosef kechodah hashivi, that Yaakov and Yosef are considered like one. There's many reasons. One reason is that their lives mirrored each other. Rashi shows in Chumash that whatever Yaakov Avinu went through, Yosef HaTzadik went through similar things. He left home, he left home. He had a problem with the brother, he had a problem with the brothers, etc., etc. And in addition, it's brought that both of them are represented by the Vav of Yudke Vavke. We know that Yaakov Avinu is referred to as Tiferes. Avram is Chesed, Avram Avinu is Chesed. Yitzchak Avinu is Gevura, Yaakov Avinu is Tiferes, which is also called Emes, Titein Emes LeYaakov. Yosef is called Yisoid. Both Tiferes and Yisoid are represented by the Vav of Yudke Vavke. Vav, 6 times Yudke Vavke is Yosef, is Bigamatria Yosef. And the Vav also represents Tiferes. Tiferes is sometimes used as a nickname for all 6 spheroids. All 6 spheroids. Zerampin is called Tiferes sometimes. So Yaakov and Yosef are considered one. The Zohar HaKadosh calls one of them Big Vav, one is Little Vav. Yaakov Avinu is Big Vav, Yosef HaTzadik is Little Vav. But again, they're one, and the brothers try to break, to make Pirud from the one, to break away after creation from before creation, to separate the father and the son. Avolheim gormu pirud, shaydeze nisoyer bechia kanal. And that caused crying. We said earlier, crying is sheker. Crying is tears, which blurs the vision, which blocks the emes. V'alkein kishechozru v'nizvadu yachad Yosef v'yechov. And that's why when Yosef HaTzadik and his brothers were all reunited, ksiv, it says, v'yitein es koiloi bivchi, that Yosef HaTzadik raised his voice in tears, in crying. Ki Yosef al yidei b'chiyosoy oz, himtik v'tikein es b'chinas ha'b'chiyah b'shoroshoy. Because by Yosef HaTzadik crying then, tears of joy, tears of being reunited and everything, that was the tikun to correct the bechia, the negative bechia, the crying that had been caused to his father when his father thought he was killed and he died, etc. Just like we learned earlier, when the Jews cried when they were given a report about by the Meraglim, that was terrible tears. That was tears of sin. The solution for it, the tikkun, is crying at Chatzos, crying over the Churban Beis Hamikdash. So Yosef HaTzadik corrected the bechia at its source. Bebechinas hamtokas hadin b'sharoshoi. As the Zohar Kodesh always tells us, whenever you want to fix something, you have to go to the root of it. You have to fix it the same way the damage was done. That's how the tikkun has to be accomplished. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes into an incredible explanation on this topic of tzaddik, the tzaddik and coming close to the tzaddik, and those people that don't come close to the tzaddik. Ki ze yodua besforim ubefrat besifrei Rabbeinu Zal she'ikar hanisoyin v'hamishkal shel ha'odom bo'olam hazeh hu taivas niyuf. It's known in all Sifrei Musar and Sifrei Chassidus and Sifrei Kabbalah, and especially in Rabbeinu Zal Sforim, that the main test and the main choice, the main mishkal, the main scales, what's going to decide the fate of a person in this world, is Taivas Niyuf, the tests that people have between men and women, being able to abide, to comply with all the laws and mitzvahs of the Torah about maintaining holiness in the relationship between men and women. Sheho'odom nishlach bo'ilam hazeh b'shvil nisoyon b'chira. A human being is sent down to this world in order to be tested, in order to be faced with choice. V'ikar hanisoyon, and the main test is, im yuchal lamoid b'nisoyon b'tayv hazoyz. If they'll be able to withstand this test, all the difficulties involved, be pure and loyal in this area. V'chol ha'irbubim, v'habilbulim, v'hamachloikis, v'hasina, v'hakina, v'hakategoria sheyesh bo'olam, and all of the confusion, and all of the wars, and fights, and hate, and jealousy that exists in the world, Hakoil nimshach v'nizgalgel al yidei taiva zois. All of it originates from, and all of it evolves through this. How can he say such a thing? The answer is, look in the Chumash. How did it all start? How did it start with Adam and Chava? It says that the snake became jealous of Adam. The snake coveted Chava, and therefore he figured he'll get Adam killed and he'll take Chava for himself. Next generation, Cain Hevel. Why did Cain kill Hevel? Many people aren't aware. Look in Rashi, look in the Gemara. Cain was born with one twin sister. Hevel was born with two twin sisters. Cain was jealous and killed Hevel for that reason. This is the original machloikis in the world. Machloikis, sinna, kata, all of it. And it continues till today. It's all based on this. If you study the world carefully, you see that it's all connected to this. Shemishom nimshach kol hamidois rois, v'chol deois v'apikursim v'akoifrim v'atoyim shenekrim yashem isborach legamri. This is the source of all evil characteristics. Arrogance, anger, all the midos rois and all the taivas rois are connected to this. And all the denial of Hashem and atheism, all the mistakes in religion. Hakoil nimshach al yedei zois ha-taiva. All of it is rooted in this taiva, taivas niyuf. Vafilu ha-kategoria shebein ha-talmidei chachomim ubein ha-tzadikim ha-shleimim. And even the machloikis among rabbis and among complete tzadikim, great tzadikim shleimim, ubifrat achshov badoirois halolu, and especially nowadays, in our generation, shehasamach mem irbe v'so'oila mo'id mo'id b'li shir v'erech, whereby the Yetzirah, the Satan, has confused the world in an incredible way. The whole world is in a state of confusion, even the Torah world, even the religious world. Ma shaloi hoyo kazois mimoi soilam, to a degree that it was never like this from the time of creation. The level of confusion and lack of clarity, where is the truth? Vafilu bein bnei Yisrael ha-pshutim ha-ksherim k'tzas, and even among the simple religious Jews, who are a little bit religious, veroitzim leilich bedarkei ha-chasidim, and they want to become more religious. They're trying to be chasidim, extra religious. Hichnis irbuvio ubilbul godoil umachloikes otzum. The Satan has injected major confusion and machlokes, where this one is against it. There, everyone's against each other. Everyone has something bad to speak about. You listen to the news every day. This rabbi, they have a tape of him speaking against Chabad. And this one speaking, everyone speaking against everyone. Ad she'ein echod yodeo heichan o'emes. To the point where nobody can figure out where is the truth. Who's right? Who's really right? Kimafursam kolzeh. As all of this is very well known. V'chol eilu hatzorois v'hamachloikis u'bilbal adas. And all of this confusion and all the suffering and all the machlokas, the conflict, where people don't know where the truth is, heim chevle shel Moshiach. This is what the Torah refers to as the birth pains of Moshiach. Asher kol kadmoineinu rabbeisenu zechon levrocho hayu misyorim u'mispachadim oid mizeh, whereby all the earlier rabbis were very afraid of this. K'moshom Rabbi Seinu Zal, as the Gemara says, Yesei, let Mashiach come, v'lo yachmine, and I don't want to be around to see it. That's how terrified they were of the darkness that would be in the world before coming Mashiach, the machloikis, the sinner, the kinna, all of this stuff. Ki ein tzora gedoyla mehatzorois sheyesh ato bedoyroisen v'ansen rabim, because there is no greater problem than the problem that we have nowadays in our generations because of our many sins, sheho emes ne'elam v'nister moed, whereby the truth has become so hidden bavonoisenu arabim as a result of our many sins. V'chol ze nimshach rak mipegam taivas niyuf shenispashet achsho boilam beyoser. And all of this is because of immorality that has spread in the world now more than ever before. Rav Nosson Zal was writing this 150 years ago, 200 years ago, that at that time it was starting. Imagine what he would do if he saw the world today. Imagine what he would do. Imagine what he's saying. Now listen to this. Vafilu horoitzim lisnaig bederech hachasidim, and even those people who are trying to be very religious, they're trying to get up early to go to shul and they go to mikvah and they do other things, einom nekiyim mitayva zois, are still not necessarily, they don't necessarily succeed in being pure regarding this taiva, having bad thoughts chas v'shalom, or committing sins in this area. Some of the people that are trying to be very religious, some of them actually commit sins, adultery, other sins, major sins in Pigam HaBris. Look what Rav Nosson Zal is putting in right. He's making it perfectly clear. And they don't look at themselves, they don't look in the mirror to see what's going on with them and to throw themselves on the ground and beg Hashem every single day, Hashem, save me. Save me from the tumah in the world today. We're surrounded, we're being blasted from all sides. There's an internet and there's an advertising industry. There's billions and trillions of dollars being spent all over the world in every way possible to drown us in taivas niyuf, to make people fall, to make people commit sins in this area. As each and every one of us knows very well the pains of their heart, you know, and how much we're suffering, how far we are from succeeding 100% in this area. And then there are those people who commit sins like Zimri. They fall, they commit sins of Pegam HaBris, and they want to be rewarded like Pinchas. They want Hashem to reward them. Sheroitzim liyos chasidim. They want to be super chasidim. V'lachkor chakirois b'avoidas Hashem Yisborach. They want to analyze Hashem. They want to delve into deep, deep discussions about Hashem. Ulaharher uledaber al tzadikim uksheirim amitim. And those people want to analyze tzadikim and religious people. They want to see, let me see if I think he's doing the right thing or not. They want to say pshat on the tzadikim. And the religious people, loymar zeh noev zeina, to say this one is good, that one's not good. V'chol zeh machmas richukam mehoemis. All of this is because these people are far from emes, v'akoil alidei pigam abris. And all of this is because of pigam abris, shehu pigam hadas. When there's pigam abris, the brain becomes messed up. Pigam hoemes, which means the person can't really see the truth. Ki shmiras habris nikra kuloi zera emes. Because when a person is pure in tikkun abris, that's called that all of his seed is true. All of the seed goes to the right place, and it's true. Pegama, whereas upegama bris nemar olov viatem yilde pesha zera sheker. And about people who commit sins of pegama bris, it says you are children of sin, children of falseness. So we see that the ability to be able to distinguish, to be able to recognize truth from sheker, is dependent on tikkun abris. And if in our generation we're being flooded from all sides and tested every which way possible in pegam habris, we need to know that we are not necessarily the greatest masters of emes. We can't use our own brain, our own judgment, to try to figure out who's right. This tzaddik is right, this one's right, this one's wrong, this one's good, this one's bad. And certainly not to run the risk of chas v'shalom speaking against tzaddikim or speaking against religious people. Who are you? Who are you to speak against the tzaddik or to speak against religious people in general, period? We'll hold it over here right now. We'll continue from here in the next year. Ki niyuf hu pegam einayim. Rav Nosson Zalman is going to continue.